Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ben Sayyid Murray, the Ma'amus and Asli Ben Sayyid Murray. Rashi says, Ben Sayyid Murray, Seder in the Skolim, Messiah Pukadil El, Messiah Mkhaisa Baza. So this is connected to the Mishnah, this is connected to the Seder in the Skolim. Pastor Rashi is addressing what had Ben Sayyid Murray come up. Could we ask also addressing just the case of the Lashon? The Lashon of Mishnah is strange. Ben Sayyid Omeret, Me Emes and Asim Ben Sayyid Omeret. So he explains, Ben Sayyid Omeret, that's Seder and Niskalot. That's the next thing on the list. And then the Mishnah explains, the Mishnah goes on, Me Emes and Asim Ben Sayyid Omeret. So the Mishnah says, Mishayovish Teis Ares, Viachi Yokiv, Zokin, Hatachtan, Vela Elina, Shev Dibur Chacham, Vela Lashon, Akiya, Shinemar, Kiel Ish Ben, Ben Veloi Bas. So Rashi says, that's parenthetical, we're not really talking here about Ben Veloi Bas. But the main drosh list to get to the halachas the Mishnah said is ben v'loyish. So that's the miyut for hikif hazakon. They're already too old, you can age out. And what about less than shtei sires? So that the Mishnah says, pash posh trap in the Mishnah is, that's already a svar, called ben potash, shalei bo lachal mitzis. So it says in this Mishnah that ben Sayyid Omeret has a shir l'mal and a shir l'mata. He can't be older than hikif hazakon. The Rambam, that is called yotzim rishusat. So that's why he's too old to be Bishus Av, to be a Ben Sayyid Omeret. That's what the Rambam defines it. Without the Rambam would say it's a Gzeres HaKosov. It has to be just a Gzeres HaKosov. The Yerushalmi says it. I mentioned yesterday the Yerushalmi also. The Yerushalmi says, call me liar, the Ben Sayyid Omeret are the Loi Mestabrin. That all of the halachas of Ben Sayyid Omeret are really counterintuitive. And the Yerushalmi has a list of things in Ben Sayyid Omeret that are against the Sfar. So one of them is this halacha, that Hikav Azakari. That Hikif Hazakim is Potter. And Svara, the older he is, the more liable he should be. More responsible for his actions he should be. And here, Ben Sayyid Omeret says, a Chiddush, no, Gzeres, and the Rishayim says, Gzeres Melech. Gzeres Melech, that if he's too old, he's not the Chayy. Yeah, I mentioned that. Komer, I don't know how that stems with the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that it's not so counterintuitive. The Svara is Yotzim Shusab. So he's not called Sayyid Omeret, may I'll call over you. Any of that. But I call him, that's what Lach in the Mishnah, that there's a Shir Lamala. And for that, Pashtus, the Mishnah brings the Pasuk, Ben V'loyish. And then, there's also a Miyot, there's a Shir L'mata, too young. For that, the Mishnah doesn't seem to bring a Pasuk. The Mishnah just says, Aswar, Katan Patush, Shalei Bo L'chal, Mitzvahs. The Rashis, I think, we'll read after, later in the day. We'll work on the Gemara a little bit, and then we'll come back to the Rashis, because there's problematic Rashis here. I think we'll be able to deal with them more, rather than just drowning them. We've already seen, worked a little bit in the Gemara. So the Gemara's first question is, Gemara asks, Katan minolam de potter. How do we know Taka that a Katan is potter? So the Gemara asks on the question, Gemara asks back, what do you mean? Minolam, kidik tani time, shalei bo lachal mitzvahs. The Mishnah says the reason, shalei bo lachal mitzvahs. What's wrong with that reason? Vesu, hecha ashkhan donish akosu, da hochli boi kolam mifterin. Moreover, where do we find that the Torah is manish katan? Here we should need a pasuk at all. We'll see in a second. Not so clear. What's the difference between these two kashas? It seems redundant. It's Hainoach. A Katan is Potter, and that's why a Katan doesn't have Einshin. He's not Bolachal Mitzvah. That's why he doesn't have Einshin. We'll talk about that. I just want to read the Gemara through, and then we'll come back again. So the Gemara explains. It explains the original question. No, what we meant to ask is the following. Otu Ben Sayyid Omeret al Chetay Nerag. Ben Sayyid Omeret is not Nerag al Chetay. He's Nerag al Shem Soif Nerag. The Kevin Dal Shem Soif and Nerag, I feel a Katan Ami. And since he's Nerag Al Shem Soif, so maybe a Katan could also have such a Chiyuv. So we know that a Katan is Potter. In a Misa of Al Shem Soif, maybe a Katan could also have a Chiyuv. So we know that a Katan is Potter. V'oi, Ben V'loyish, Katan Mashma. The Lashon of the Pasuk, Ben V'loyish, is Mashma Taka Katan. Because he's not a Katan, Ben is Ben V'loyish. And that means that he's a Katan. So there's an ambiguity here. So right now I don't want to go into it so much, but there's an ambiguity. In a few minutes we'll come back to it, but there's an ambiguity in the structure of the Gemara. Not so clear how to punctuate this Gemara. This va'oid, oid va'oid, ben v'lish katan mashma, where does it fit here in the Shaklavataya? Is this another answer for the question of, is this another answer to the Gemara's questions of, so we said no, it's Hashem Soifi, and furthermore, it says Ben V'loish. Or is this going back to the original question? Kotan minolon to poter, but oy ben velish kotan mashmer. Maybe I'll put it on the board to make it clear. What's the structure? What's the structure of the Gemara? The flow of the Gemara. The Gemara asks the kasha kotan minolon to poter, which means the direction of that question is that that we should need a pasuk. The question is saying we ought to have a pasuk. So I call it the pasuk. Where is the pasuk? You know, where is the pasuk? So they want to ask back. What kind of question is that? Lebol chal mitzvos. So therefore, it shouldn't need a pasuk. Don't need a special pasuk. So what was our original question? So the Lord, on this question, it's a question on a question. The original question is from the Lord, the potter. So the Lord asks back, what do you mean? Le'bolach ha'mitzvahs. So the Lord says, no. The shot in the original question is, the response to this is, that it's Hashem Sofer there. Therefore, we do need a pasuk for pater, and that is the that's the answer to this question of lebolach hamitzvos. They tell me time is lebolach hamitzvos. The real was a double question. I don't know why it's a double question, but it was a double question. Echa ashkuchan and so on. So we're answering Hashem Sofer there. Then the Gemara says, "Ba'oid ben bleish kotan mashma." And v'la'ish brought the mashma. So also goes in this direction. Means no. Ben v'la'ish brought the mashma. Right, this is the other direction. Ben v'la'ish brought the mashma is really mashma kotem. So we should need a pasuk to pater. So now this last line, oy ben v'la'ish brought the mashma. We could read it. We can understand it in two ways. We know it's vector. It's certainly pointing in this direction. Then you know we should need a pasuk to pater. That's for sure. But in the grammar of the Gemara, we can learn two ways. We can learn these things: al shem soifin erek and ben v'leish kotan mashma are both responses to the two questions that we asked: lebolach hal mitzvahs and va'oid hecha ashkechon. So to these two things, we have this double response. We had a double question with a double response. Or we could read the Gemara that no, to these two questions of Lebolah Chalish and Oyv Hecha Ashkelon, we have one answer, Al Shem Soif and Erek, and that's an answer for both questions. And then this, Oyv Ben Belish Kotan Mashma, that this was all parenthetic. What was our original question? Kotan Minolim the Potter, after all, what do you mean, is Lebolah Chalmitzvah? So we explained, no, our original question, Minolim the Potter, was because Al Shem Soif and Erek. And now, having finished with that parenthetic section, we go back to the original, to the beginning of the Gemara, and we say, well, this is question one, number one, Kotam and Olam the Potter, and this is question number two, Ben Bela'ish Kotam Mashma. So I'm not thinking now about, you know, which one makes more sense, and we'll have to see what the Pshat and Olam Gemara is. But I'm just saying now, just in the structure of the Gemara, we could understand that this Va'oid Ben Bela'ish Kotam Mashma is a new question. We originally asked Va'oid Kotam and Olam the Potter, we spent some time fleshing out what the import of that question is, and now we have a second question, Ben Bela'ish Kotam Mashma. I think that's the posh, more pashut of Pshat in the Gemara. But we could understand that there's we're still within this parenthesis. Our question is Kotam Minol and the Potter, and that's our only question. Then we have this whole section over here. What do you mean? What kind of question is that? We have these two indications that you don't need a pasuk for Bolach HaMitzvahs, and Heka Ashk Chanda Onash, to which we have two answers. No, Hashem Soif and Erek, Boi Ben Belish Kotam Mashma. So we'll, when we know more about how to understand the Gemara, we may refer back to this. So what's the Gemara's answer at the end? So fine, we don't know. Kotam minolam the potter. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avi Damarav, the Amar Kav v'chiyah leish ben sayer emara. The Gemara darshens that leish of here means ben asomach l'gvarosu shalish. Okay, let's take it from the top, because there's a lot going on in this few lines of Gemara. So the Gemara, start from the beginning of Gemara. Kotam minolam the potter. The Gemara wants to know, how do we know, Taka, that a kotam is potter from the din of Ben Sayer Emara? Says in the Mishnah, Kotan is Potter. Where do we know it from? So the Gemara has, that's the Gemara's question, and eventually the Gemara is going to answer. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, we don't understand the question. We don't understand the question. We don't understand the need for the drasha. What are you talking about? Obviously, a katan is pater. Says the Gemara, A, because kidektoni time is loybol lacha mitzvahs. The Mishnah says the reason. A katan is loybol lacha mitzvahs. He doesn't have mitzvahs. That means he doesn't have aderis either. So how could he be chayek? He's not a mechuyev mitzvahs. And B, the sul, hecha ashkechon da onesh hakosuf da ochel liboy kol miftrei. Where do we find anywhere that the Torah b'manish a katan that here we should need a pasuk to pater from an onesh? So the obvious question is, as I said before, isn't this the same question just repeated twice? A katan not bolach mitzvahs. Presumably, that's why he doesn't have onshin. He doesn't have isur, so he doesn't have onshin. So what's pshat in this gemara? So one answer that Rosh Muzovsky says this, I think the Sanhedrin Tan has a similar one, though I didn't see it inside. But Shmuel suggests that maybe Pshat in Gemara is that it's like a rape from Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan said that there's really two separate halachas. There's one halacha that a katan doesn't have isur. He's not chayav mitzvahs. But there's a separate halacha that a katan is not a bar inch. Even if he would have isurim, but he wouldn't have inch. Where does Rav Chanan know this from? How can you possibly know? Lamaisa katan doesn't have isurim, so obviously doesn't have inch. Rav Chanan said, no, there's an extra halacha. Not only is a katan not have isurim, but even if he would have isurim, but he'd have inch. So Rav Chanan, Rav Chanan is in Chebishurim in Baba Vasa. Tafi Gimel. He has a raya from Gemara in Baba Basra, that's Samach Gimel. I think it's Baba Basra. Oh, it doesn't make sense, it's not Baba Basra, it's in Kiddushim. Kiddushim Samach Gimel. I think I have written wrong. Kiddushim Samach Gimel. Anybody have a Gemara Kiddushim? Just by some freak. No. Okay. I think it's because of some of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that a Neidechon, the Gemara says a father, but Taisa says it's really loud after the father and Neidechon. And Neidechon, let's say Neidechon comes and he's made on a cotton that he was Hevish Nei Cyrus. So he's made on a cotton that now he's a god. So the Gemara says that he's Nemon Linyan Isurim, meaning now the cotton has Isurim, he's not allowed to do Averis. You're not allowed to do Averis. You have to be mafreshim from Averis. But he's not Nemon in your Aishim. Because for Aishim, you need two Aishim. To give somebody Malchus, you have to have two Aishim. Just like to be Mechayev somebody Malchus, you have to have two Aishim. So to be made in a Kotun that he's Chayev Malchus, or that he's Chayev Misa, that he has Aishim, you have to have two Aishim. One Aishim is not enough. So if one Aishim to be made in somebody that is to be made in a Kotun that he's a God or Linyan Isurim, but it's not enough to be Mechayev him in Aishim. That's the Gemara. So Chanan asks, why is that different from the following case? Let's say an Erech comes and he's made about a piece of meat that it's chazer, or that it's treif, or that it's chaylev, whatever. He's made that it's treif. And then comes somebody, Erech, so Erech and Bisur. Then somebody comes along and he eats it. And two Edom are made that he ate it. So the Rambam says that he's chayav malchus. I had Erech is not Neman and Malchus. You need two Edom to give Malchus. He says, no, that's not called two Edom. What an Ed is being made in the Chiyah Malchus. The Ed is being made that this is a piece of Tarfus. And he's Neman to say that it's a piece of Tarfus. Now we know this is Tarfus. So, and now if somebody eats it, they're Chiyah Malchus. So you have to have two Edom to be made that he ate it. Because that's Edus on the Chiyah Malchus itself. But you don't have to go back. And this is a general rule. It's called Yusuk. It's called yuchsuk. Once we're machzik that this is chaylev, or that this is chazer, or this is whatever it is, we have more hoskanida b'shenei sel. Once we're machzik, once we have established that these are the facts on the ground, then those are the facts on the ground, and we can then use those facts for we don't have to always go back and establish. So this is always that way. Otherwise, we'd be emet over slave. So imagine if every time we wanted to mechayev somebody, we would say, you know, chayis makov ima. Adam come, he was makov. So we say, well, 1 second, how do we know it was really his oviv? We're going to have to go find Adam that it was his father, which that's probably impossible. Or somebody, Adam and Maid, somebody's bala nida. How do we know she was really a nida? We're going to have to go find Adam that she was two Adam that she was pyres nida. It's not true. There's no such halacha. Once we have established our satisfaction on a level that's necessary for Yisurim, that this is chaylev, that this is whatever it is. Once we've established those are the facts, then those are the facts, and later on we can use those facts we can build on those facts to create chiyuv. So Esther Elchanan. So this is the same thing. What's the difference? Two edim. One ed is made that this is chaylev. Somebody comes and eats it and he's chayav malchus. Why is that? And which is, why is it that if one eid is made, that it's a piece of chaylev, that's enough that if somebody then comes and eats it in front of two eidim, he's chayav malchus? So here you should say the same thing. If an eid was made that this bachur is a bar mitzvah, he was eidish leisayas, and now that establishes that he's taka, that he has isur, and he's not allowed to eat chaylev. So now if he eats chaylev, he should be chayav malchus. And the Gemara says not the way. The Erecher is neman to be established that he's not allowed to eat chaylev, and we'll stop him from eating chaylev. But he's not neman to give him malchus if he did eat chaylev. For that, we need two of them to come, and we made that he had that it was Hevish Tei Cyrus. So the Chodin said, you see from here that there's Taka two separate halachas. There's one halacha that a Kotin is potter from, the Kotin doesn't have Yisurim. And for that, we'll bring an Erecher to establish that this is not a Kotin, he does have Yisurim. But then there's another separate halacha that doesn't flow from the first. There's a separate halacha that a katan doesn't have einshim, and that we have to and to establish that he's a gadol l'inyan einshim, lechatchilas an edus of einshim. To establish that he's a gadol l'inyan einshim is a separate din of godless. There's a din of godless in yisurim, but then there's another. It was godless in negayet yisurim, but godless is also negayet to einshim, not as a result of it being negayet to yisurim. The einshim. The ptur katan from Einshim is separate from the ptur katan from his not having Yisurim. And therefore, even if we know that this fellow has Yisurim, but maybe he's a katan in Einshim, so we have to have a separate Eidus that he's a gadol in Einshim. And for that, you have to have two Eidus.
It should be a
kind of
common that he's not bothered Yisurim,
he's not bothered Yisurim. No, but here we have Eidus that he is bothered Yisurim.
Right.
Oh, you mean it's. No, but normally we'd understand that it's one just flows from the other. The reason why he doesn't have Einshim is because he doesn't have Yisurim. You know, if that were the case, that the reason why he doesn't have Einshim is because he doesn't have Yisurim, so the main Eidus we need is that he has Yisurim. So for that, Eidus is enough. Once we have an Eidus that he has Yisurim, so the fact that he has Einshim flows automatically. I don't need a separate Eidus on the Einshim. And then we should say, Allah of Yusuf.
Just like
the fact that if somebody eats Chaylev, the Chayev Malkus flows from the fact that it's Chaylev. You don't have to have a separate. You want to have an edus that this is a piece of chaylev. You don't have to have edus on the level of chiyuv malchus. All you have to have is edus on the level of is this chaylev linyan yisurim. Once it's an isser, the chiyuvim will flow from that automatically. That's the halacha of yusuk.
So
Rabbi Chanan
is saying that the fact that it's b'chal yisurim does not mean that it's b'chal onshim. But right. If you don't have any reason to assume that you can be b'chal onshim without being b'chal yisurim. So in terms of
you certainly can't be b'chal yisurim without being b'chal yisurim. Rabbi Chanan is saying that theoretically you could be b'chal yisurim and not be b'chal yisurim.
But how
would
they help for
the Gemara? No, so that's Rabbi Chanan. Says of Shmuel, and maybe that's Pshat on our Gemara. Our Gemara is asking now two conceptually separate questions. First of all, this Ben Sarimar was a Kotan. Of course he's potter. Number one, he doesn't have yisurim. A Kotan doesn't have yisurim. That's one halacha. Katan doesn't have Yisur, so he's lavolach hamitzus. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So how could you be manishin also in Sarah Meir? He didn't violate any Isra of. He didn't violate the Isra of leisaychal al adam because he's not mitzvah in the Isra of leisaychal al adam. And then the Gemara is asking another question. It's like a hypothetical question. And even im timtzo loymar that he did violate his study that he would have an Isra, or let me say better, even im timtzo loymar that maybe for some reason when Sarah Meir doesn't need an Isra. Maybe for some reason we'll cook up that Ben Sarah Meir doesn't need an Isser to have an Einish. But there's a separate halacha that a cotton can't be, it's not a bar Einishin. It's two separate questions. Question number one is that he doesn't have Yisurim. So if you don't have Yisurim, of course you can't have Einshim. Just from the, just because if you don't have Yisurim, of course there's nothing to punish you for. But then we're saying another question. Even if for some reason he would have Yisurim, he could have Yisurim, or even if for some reason over here we don't need Yisurim, Rabban Sayyamayr, but there's a separate and independent question, which is that a cult is not a Bar Einshim. Hecha Ashkelon, we don't find that a cult should be a Bar Einshim. That's how Shmuel's work. Now, it sounds like a very very dochotic shot in the Gemara, because it makes the second question of the Gemara like a hypothetical question. Like, you know, pure Lemaisi doesn't have Yisurim and Chotin. So the first question is sufficient. Chotin doesn't have Yisurim. The end of the story, Chotin doesn't have Yisurim. So what is he asking? And even if a Chotin did have Yisurim, but he wouldn't have Einshim. Like, you know, even if my grandmother had wheels. Chotin A doesn't have Yisurim. Number two, even if Chotin did have Yisurim, we wouldn't have Einshim. It's a very unusual question for the Gemara. Very unusual kind of question for the Gemara to ask. Chotin doesn't have Yisurim, and even if Chotin had Yisurim, which he doesn't, but even if he did, he wouldn't have Einshim. That's how the Gemara talks. So Chotin is very dochuk in the Gemara to say this pshat. However, it could be that it's not so. And this part I don't think what Shmuel says. Could be that it's not so dumb. Because maybe the pshat is that, let me start this way. If we'll say like of Shmuel, that it's a double question. Number one, a cotton doesn't have Yisurim. And number two, he doesn't have, even if he would have Yisurim, he wouldn't have Einshim. So then I could learn, so what's the worst, Terrence? So my answer is, Ben Sayyamar al Shem Sayyamar. So what is Hashem Soif in Erag? That it's not for the Issa. Right? Ben Soyomer al Chetoy in Erag. It's not Erag al Chetoy. He's Erag al Shem Soif. So the Chir Ben Soyomer, the Einish Ben Soyomer, is not for the Issa. So that takes off the problem that a Kotan doesn't have Yisur. Here the Einish is not for the Issa. But how do you take off the question about that a Kotan doesn't have Einishim? According to Yashmuel, that's a separate question. A Kotan doesn't have Yisur. B, he doesn't have Einshim, so you answered Al Shem Soif in there that here it's not the Einshim, not for the Issur. But what about the other question? What about the question that a Kotan doesn't have Einshim? So, actually, it's Boyden Badovet. Maybe Al Shem Soif in there takes care of that too. Maybe Hashem Soif and Erek takes care of the fact that Kotan doesn't have Einshim, because we'll say it's not an Einish, it's a Din Reidif, like the Ramah later on. That's possible. I ask you what to say. But maybe, this has, we'll have to see what does it mean Hashem Soif and Erek. We'll have to talk about this some more. But maybe we could say, I think Baruch Hu has this idea, that it's Halvishon Rishon of Alachar Nachem. The Gemara says two Terutzim for the two Kashas. That in the Chanami. I remember two questions. Question number one was that Kotan doesn't have Yisurim. Kotan doesn't have Yisurim, like it says in Mishnah, Lipo L'chal Mitzvahs. For that, the Gemara answers, Ben Sayyar Emor is not Nereg Al Chetoy. He's Nereg Al Shem Soifek, so it's not for the Yisurim. But you had another question. Kotan is not of Einshim. So where did that go? At the end of the day, it's Einish. So maybe it's not Einish or Chet, it's Einish Shem Soifek. But at the end of the day, it's Einish. Maybe Al Shem Soifek is still called Einish. It's not Einish for a Chet. But it's still called the Einish, and a Kotan's not a Bar Einishim. I mean, it's a. So for that, the Gemara answers, you're right. In general, a Kotan's not a Bar Einishim. But here, maybe, where the Torah says Ben Veloish, so here there's Exeris Hakosav that he has Einishim. Here there's Exeris Hakosav that he has Einishim. Where I would have think, that's why I need a Pasuk to say otherwise, but I would have thought that Ben Veloish is Exeris Hakosav that he has Einishim. If that's the case, so then I think a Shmuel's pshat becomes more compelling, because the Gemara set it up as two questions, not because not merely because there's a hypothetical din that even if a Kotan had Yisurim, he would still not have Einshim, because it's a setup for the Gemara's answers. The Gemara is going to answer that Al Shem Soif, that Ben Sarim Al Shem Soif, not Nereg Al Chetoy, he's Nereg Al Shem Soif, which explains why over here there's no problem that a Kotan doesn't have Yisurim. But that's not going to explain. But there happens to be, the emes is that there's another halacha that it causes not a barinshin. So it's, and for that, maybe Hashem Sofer Nevi is not going to help. So therefore, the Gemara Lechatchila asks it for, as two separate questions, because we're going to need two separate answers. The answer of Hashem Sofer Nevi is not really going to be sufficient. Hashem Sofer Nevi will explain here the chiyah, the inish not for a chet. So fine. So you know. So I don't know. So the fact that he doesn't have chet, that he does, that is not mitzvah in isurim, is not an impediment to his having this inish. But it's not going to answer the problem of einish. For that, we're going to have to invoke another idea that Ben Vilish called in Mashma. So since we're going to need two answers, the Gemara sets it up as two questions, because we're going to ultimately need two answers anyway. In other words, the Gemara could have maybe done it differently. The Gemara could have done it instead of doing A A B B. The Gemara could have done A B A B. Whereas the Gemara could have said a cotton, first of all, he doesn't have Yisurim. We both have mitzvahs. For that, the Gemara would answer Al Shem Seif and Erev. But then the Gemara could turn around and say, okay, but still he's not a Bar Inshim. And that the Gemara is going to have to answer Ben Vilish called to the Mashma. So instead of doing it that way, the Gemara sets it up like this. Anyway, that's your Shmuel's Mahalach, maybe with a little bit of elaboration. The Maase in Rishonim, the Ran asked the question. The Rishonim, the one Rishon that I know of who asked the question explicitly, why do we have two kashas over here?
According to the two questions, the first step, it seems that the assumption is that this is a regular piece of onish. And so wouldn't Al Shem Sofer be enough to answer both questions that this
So it has to really, so you're right. So this, what I'm, this, Mahalach, I'm saying, it presupposes a certain understanding of Al Shem Sofer. Al Shem Sofer is not right. Because if it's right, you're right, it takes care of both things. It presupposes that Al Shem Sofer means, La'olam, it is an onish, but it's a special kind of onish that we give him the onish now that he would have gotten later. Give him the Einish now, Yom HaZakah, like the Mishnah, Yom HaZakah, Yom HaZakah. We'll give him the Einish now before he does the Chet, rather than wait for him to actually do the Chet, or the Chet HaChomer. We'll do the Einish now. We'll give him the Einish now, he only did a Chet HaKal before he does the Chet HaChomer. So it's not a Chet in Erev, because it's really, he's getting the Einish for the future Chet, not for the present Chet. But it's still the Einish. So that we have another separate question of Chet is not about Einish. If we learn that Al Shem Sofer Nevi means it in Roidev, or maybe to other Havanas, so then it could be that it really answers both questions. No, it's too many. We're gonna have to come back to it because we'll talk about Hashem Sofer Nevi and what it means, and a little bit also you're gonna have to you know catch me on your own. Yeah, it's
fine.
Yeah, it might be. Oops. According to the Ramah, that it's a Raidiv. Ramah says in Ayin Aleph that Hashem Sofer means that he's a Raidiv. So you're right. It's not Einish at all. And then probably the question that the answer of Hashem Sofer Nevi takes care of both. Look, the truth is, I think despite this word of Rav Shmuel. And this addendum that I'm adding to it, the pashtus is that Al Shem Sofer Nevi against his everything. And the Gemara's question, the Oyv Ben Avli Yishkotim Mashma is like I said before, it's nothing to do with this whole parenthetic section. It's going back to our original question, Kotim Idol and the Potter, the Oyv Ben Avli Yishkotim Mashma. Not like this matter. I'm saying. I'm just suggesting, I'm throwing it out. Rav Shmuel has this lumdash, you know, this yeshiva shavard, what are the two kashas? So he explains it with the Vachonin, but it's a very, like, you know, very yeshivish. Comes out and says, "Very yeshivish gemara. A, cotton doesn't have yisur, and B, even if he had yisur, but he wouldn't have einshim. That's very not. It's very atypical way for the gemara to ask the question. So I'm saying maybe it's not so bad because maybe it's not the two terutzim. The Rachon there anyway has this notion of alavishin of alachah that the two terutzim here to answer the two kashas. I think more or less. I don't know exactly how he says it, but he has this structure. The alavishin of alachah now. So I'm giving it to you, but a lot of the pashtus is not the way." So in Rishonim, there is a Rishon who asked this question explicitly. Or this, the Ran addresses the question: what's the double? What's the Gemara's double? He's leibol chalmitzis va'oid ben v'liish kol v'oid hechi ashchon onish akosuf. So the Ran says, maybe could use the Ran. Interesting, very interesting Ran. Not all clear what he wants. The Eishlo Tash. We'll start with the beginning. The Tema. The Hainu Kushika Maisa, what are these two kashas? Shalei Bola Chamisis, it's the same question. Shem Yishu, Shalei Bola Chamisis, Shalei Mashim, Shalei Matzim, Shechi V'yakosu. V'yesh L'taretz. By the way, see from the Ran's question, L'chara, that he understood not like a Vachon. The reason why he doesn't have Aishim is because he doesn't have Yisur. V'yesh L'taretz. Shema Shomru, Shalei Bola Chamisis. Hainu Shalei Chivu Yakosu, Chiyuv Shal Atzmai. The Moir's first question is, Shalei Bola Chamisis. He doesn't have Yisur. Not mitzvah nisurim, so therefore he doesn't have chiyuvim for doing isurim. Aval Shaloyani Shu based in Ein Bechal. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Basin wouldn't punish him anyway, even though he didn't do any Isurim. Kishema Neymar, she based in Manishin Mishaloy Balachal Mitzvus. Maybe Basin would be managing a Kotan who's not really Chayav in Isurim. Kidei Lahafchid Hashemim, in order just to frighten everybody else. Gemashe Kosu Bechalom Yishmu V'Yiro, like it says in the Post, certainly Isurim, it says, one of them has been Torah Merit, like it says, Bechalom Yishmu V'Yiro. So maybe, even though he's a Kotan and we're not going to be managing him because of his own Isser, what the Rambam calls Chiyu Shel Atzmai, but maybe we should manage him LeHafchid Hashem. So therefore the Gemara asks, no, but I'll say, oh, well, if I have a second question. First of all, he's not a Bar Yisur, so he doesn't have Chiyu Shel Atzmai. Okay, Chiyu Shel Atzmai doesn't have, but maybe he has Leman Yishmu V'Yiro. So what does he mean? Does he mean this is a special Havamino by Ben Sorim Mer, where the Torah said Leman Yishmu V'Yiro? The Torah said L'man Yishmu V'Yiro by Mesis, by Edom Zoymimim, by Ben Soyim Meira, and there's one other one. Zochim Bam. Those are the four. Those need Achol, so especially need Achol. There's four cases, special dinim, where the Torah says L'man Yishmu V'Yiro. So maybe that's what he means here as well. That I would have had a Havim, you know, A, he's not Mechuyv in Yisur, but maybe this is a special case. It says L'man Yishmu V'Yiro. So that's an extra Havim, you know. So for that, the Gemara answers, V'alzeh Omru, let's see the Hemshech, V'alzeh Omru, Doloi Ashkon D'chiyah V'achmona. So for that, the Gemara needs to ask the second question. That we don't find that the Torah is manish, a koton, even for L'man Yishmu V'Yiro, L'hafkad HaShemim. Sha'apim Mokim Shetzorach Oynish L'hafkad HaShemim, even in cases where we need to give an Oynish L'hafkad HaShemim, or it would be desirable to give an Oynish L'hafkad HaShemim, K'moy Reitzeach, Loi Metzimu Shechiyah V'yisa Koton. We don't find, by Reitzeach, for example, we would want to give an Oynish L'hafkad HaShemim, so we don't find that we manage a Koton. So you see that even where there would be maybe an agenda of L'man Yishmu, but still in all, we're not Mechayev a Koton.
Borrow one
of the markers next
door, the other
markers.
Do you need both?
Or?
Thank you so much.
So I saw something around. What does it want for Reseach? By Reseach, it doesn't say Leman Yishmu V'Yiro. So what's special about Reseach? Elamai, maybe I was wrong the first time. Maybe when he said L'hafkad HaShemim, he didn't mean a special din by these four Yisurim, which says L'man Yishmu V'Yiro. Maybe he had Stamos Tzor in mind. And maybe by every Yisur in the Torah, besides the idea of, besides the Oynish as a punishment, you know, has to do with theories of crime and punishment. You know, what's the reason why we punish criminals? We punish criminals for some kind of, to restore some kind of balance in the world, some kind of. Or do we? Or is it just as a deterrent for others? So maybe say, does it have me to say, hey, we punish, if our theory of justice is we want to punish him for an Isser, a Kotan doesn't have Isser, but then maybe there's another theory of justice. Maybe we want to punish criminals as a deterrent for others, and if it's a deterrent, so we should punish even Tanim. Like maybe just have this like general agenda. And that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara says, no, Hecha Ashkon, the Maisa, we don't find it, we manage Tanim. So why is he picking on Tzeach? Why didn't he talk about eating chaylev, eating chazer, eating any issue? Lo yashkan, we find in Kol HaTorah Kulu that katanim apalta from Yisur, katanim apalta from Malkus, katanim apalta from Yisur. Why did he single out Ritzeach? I don't know what he wants from Ritzeach. It sounds like, rather Loshna sounds like, this is a special Ahavim, you know, by certain kinds of Yisur. That, Shema Noemish are based in Manishin Mishlo Bola Chamisuk El Hachar Hashem, like it says Bechol Am Yishiro. V'al Zeh Omud Olay Ashkon Dechiv Dechiv Rechmano. Sha'af Em Mokim She Tzorich Oynish LaHachar Hashem. Even in those places where we need to have an Oynish LaHachar Hashem. K'may Reitzeach. Lo Metzina Shechiv Beis Hakotam. We don't find that we're Mechayev a Kotam anyway. So Stach a separate din. There's one din that a Kotam not a Bar Yisur. What about sort of like a Shmuel's for that? There's two dinim, but not so galumdavus like a Shmuel. Shmuel like this lumbus. There's one din a Kotan doesn't have Yisurim. There's another din that a Kotan doesn't have Einshim. The Gemara is asking from both. Even if he had Yisurim, but he wouldn't have Einshim. Rav Shmuel is saying a different thing, more concrete. He's saying, first of all, there's a Kotan doesn't have Yisurim, so of course he doesn't have Einshim. But maybe you'll tell me there's another reason to give Einshim. L'man Yishmu V'Yiro, L'hafkad HaShemim. Maybe there's another reason to give Einshim. Maybe even Kotan should get Einshim. Again, I don't know what he means. He means that she's always get Einshem, but she's only get Einshem when it says the Man Yishul Viro. Not so clear. So he said, no, but that's also not true, says the Gemara. Kainim don't have Isurim, and neither do they get Einshem, l'hafchad Hashem. Like you see by Ritzach. But again, I don't know what he wants from Ritzach. You see by Ritzach. Like you see in Kol HaTorah Kulo, call him his father. If already he was looking for an example, I would have chosen not Ritzach, I would have said Mesis. Mesis is a good example. By Mesis, it says the Man Yishul Viro, and we don't find that a Kotlin is Chai. Right, maybe that's not some mufurish. Maybe because of Mesis, maybe the Avon is also chayav. So maybe that's not some mufurish. Maybe Ritzayach is more mufurish than a cotton. I don't know. So it says somewhere that a cotton is Ritzayach is part. But then why single out Ritzayach? You know? What's Ritzayach different than eating chazan? Later. Very strange, right?
Maybe that's the Hashim Sofa. He's going to end up killing someone. Saying, even if a cotton Ritzayach kills, he doesn't get killed. So how could it be like,
since the whole Ben Tzaramayr is Hashem Sofer, which Gemara doesn't really know yet, but since the whole Ben Tzaramayr is Hashem Sofer, so that's why Ritzayach is the most apropos example. Why to kill the Ben Tzaramayr? Why do you want to map for the Shaymin? That they shouldn't grow up to be Ritzayach. Ritzayach itself, you don't kill the Kotlin. I hear. Certainly ingenious. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, also, we don't yet know Hashem Sofer. And then also, you can ask them, what's the Teretz Hashem Sofer? Then it's going to open up a question. So then, what's the worst Teretz Hashem Sofer in there? Hashem Sofer in there. So here I have a special having to kill Ben Tzaramayr because Hashem Sofer in there. So that's why I would have Mechayev HaKotim. So it's actually also Mechayev HaKotim. What are you killing Ben Tzaramayr HaKotim? No, it's not the same. We kill him in Sarah Meir a cotton because we don't want him to grow up to be a Ritzayach. So maybe that we should do, even though he's a cotton. But the guy's already a Ritzayach, but they say we. What's happened?
When he grows up to be a Ritzayach, he'll be
Chayav. So my answer is, so we had two questions. Number one, he's a cotton, he didn't do his serum. So that will answer, I'll show himself in there. Then we had another question. Sarah Meir, why to kill him, Hafka Dashayman? It's problematic to the extent that we're killing him because of Hashem Sofer, then we're not killing him after the Shemim. We're killing him because he's going to go up to be a Ritzayach. Yeah.
I just think like all that is that's the most tolerant thing for Ritzicha, even to that extent that the Katzin is going to be positive.
That was just like Kemar Ritzayach. That was like the case that he could imagine the most egregious crime.
Even that's your thing.
Even Ritzayach. Maybe. But maybe. Guess we have to say. Akapanim lefilarat. So the Saran is also in a way like a shul. The Moshe is asking two. He's reading it as two questions, but he's reading as two questions. Number one, a cotton doesn't have isurim, so he's not chayiv what the Ran calls chiyuv shel atzma. Number two, but it's not like a shmuel that it's not an imtim tzolaimer. Shmuel is an imtim tzolaimer. A, he doesn't have isurim, and even if he had isurim, he wouldn't have oinshim. That's like very strange for a murder to do. Even hypothetically, in some alternate universe, where Kotlin had Isurim, but he still wouldn't have Einshin. So maybe justify that with it, because you need two kashas, because there's going to be two terutzim. If either on, it's not a hypothetical. The Gemara is asking, the Gemara is saying, there's actually two separate svaros, why maybe there's two separate havaminis that we have to address. First of all, got two havaminis. There's, I'm sorry, how do I say it? There's two, it's not that there's two reasons why a cotton is potter. There's two reasons why a cotton might be chayiv, and we're saying, but they're both not true. A cotton might be chayiv chiyuv shel atzmai, but it's not true. He doesn't have chiyuv shel atzmai. And a cotton might be chayiv chiyuv because of acherim, achmas acherim, la'afkar hashayim, but that's also not true. So a cotton is potter altogether. He's potter mitzar atzmai, he's potter la'afkar hashayim, so a cotton doesn't have anything. So that's the Gemara's kasha.
Why are you saying it's a theoretical case?
You know, theoretical here. It's not right. I'm not saying it has no nafkaminas at all. It has an nafkaminas lagavi chanan zraya, the case of Eid Echot. But I mean, over here, when we're talking about a cotton, lagavi yachid of cotton for Vitzorim Ayah, so it's enough to ask a cotton, he's potter. He doesn't have Yisub, so of course he's potter.
We don't know what the gather of Vitzorim Ayah is, so we're saying. That is that if we have
five
for
Isur,
so maybe
well, that's sort of like the Alushim Mishnah. We don't exactly know what the Gedder of Isur is, so we're saying if it's an Isur, a cotton doesn't have Isur. And even if it's not an Isur, because we already intimate that there might be an Ashur Seifer kind of concept over here. That's really what I was saying before. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is asking two questions, because we're already intimating that the question of he doesn't have Isurim, we might have an answer for that. Maybe it's not totally an Isur. But then we had another question. Forget Isur, but it's just he doesn't have Einshim. And for that, we're going to need to have another answer. So that's what I was saying before in Rav Shmuel's mouth. That's why we're asking two questions. A cotton doesn't have Isurim. And then we're asking a second thing. And I understand that Isurim maybe you're going to find a way to address, but it doesn't have Einshim. The answer is, first of all, you're right. Isurim I have a way to address. Hashem Soifim there. What about Einshim? Ben Vlish, cotton, Mashma.
Is
the
Bukharan saying that Shisaris is not a Messias? If he's a Messias in Galos, then he's.
No, he's not saying that. Maybe it is Messias, but he's saying that Din, that a cotton is potter, that a cotton is independently potter from Isurim, or not obligated in Isurim, and potter from Einshim. It's two aspects of being a cotton. The Shisaris may be the Godless, that's the Godless itself. But Godless affects two different things in two different. It's two separate halachas that happen when a person's a Gol. A, he becomes Chayav and Yisurim. And B, he becomes Moshe. This, I think, we would understand intuitively. Let's say a cotton is possible labels. Can't be vain and basted. So now, an Erecha comes and says about a cotton that he bought Shisaris. So now he has Yisurim. So I think we would understand. So what somebody would ask me, but could he be vain and basted? How can Erecha be mashim for basin? For to be main and basin, we have to know he's a goal. For that, we need two items to establish that he's a goal. To be main and basin, presumably, I mean, maybe that's not even true. Maybe Erecha's enough for that. But let's assume that to be main and somebody's kashas to be an aid, we have to have two items. So could somebody ask? Would it dawn on us to ask? One second, why is it enough to have Erecha? If Erecha is nemo that he's a kotun l'gabi, that he's a goal l'gabi zurim. So now it's yuchsuk. So he should be a goal for everything. He should be goal to be main and basin. Now we understand right away that that's not a kasha. Those are two different areas of halacha. That a cotton doesn't have Isurim has nothing to do with the fact that a cotton can't be made in a basin. So just because I have an Eidus that he's a godol in Isurim, but there's no yuchsik over there. Yuchsik has to do with things that flow from that are logical consequences. If it being chaylev is a logical consequence that if somebody eats it, the chayim malchus. The fact that he has Isurim, there's no logical consequence that therefore it can be made in a basin. Those are separate consequences of being a godol. So I establish he's a gadol to the degree that's necessary for Isur. I didn't establish he's a gadol for the degree that's necessary for being a kosher eh? That we understand without Rav Elchanan. But I would have thought that Einshim are connected to Isur. That's really that's an outgrowth of having Isur. So Rav Elchanan says, no, it's not true. Einshim is a totally separate category, the way being a kosher eh is a separate category, having Einshim is a separate category. That's Rav Elchanan's one. Yeah. Yeah.
That the Gemara's Minalan is asking for a source. So the Gemara says that's a bizarre question for two reasons. Number one, the Mishnah told us the source. Second of all, aside from that, even if the Mishnah hadn't said anything, it doesn't make any sense. Why would you need a source? He's by default pontiff. One is Kiktani Bimasmisan, as the Gemara said. The second one is, even if it wasn't just obvious, it hit you in the face with the Mishnah, there's no reason to think so.
Then why would one need to Mishnah and Elosh? Kiktani Masnisan. So you should say Kiktani Masnisan, Shalimal Chal Mitzvahs.
Right.
And I always say, "Oh, there's no."
So
why are we changing the terms?
That's just showing you the default is that you never find anywhere that he's high. Why would you think?
Yeah, A, it's a Mishnah, and B, even if it wouldn't be a Mishnah, we would know it anyway.
What do you need a pasuk for? If that's a Rashi, what do you need a pasuk for? You're looking for a pasuk.
A, the Mishnah says a reason. Number two, we don't find anywhere. Maybe it's also a possibility. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. We need to get moving. So, what's the Gemara's teretz? What's the Gemara's teretz? Gemara answers. Hashem Soifanera. Okay, Hashem Soifanera, I feel a cotton army. So I could think, since it's Hashem Soifanera, so it's Mechayiv even a cotton. So what's exactly the gather of Hashem Soifanera? So we have two things out there. The Ramah says, we saw already the Ramah and Ayin Aleph, the Ramah says that it's right. This fellow one day is going to go up, and he's going to have, you know, like when they release terrorists, you know, one day they're going to be victims. We don't know who they are now, but we know they're going to be victims. This Ben Sarimah, if we let him go up, we know they're going to be victims. So lahatzalani, if we have to kill the terrorist right, if that's what it means, I'll send safe in there. But our component, it's b'teres roidev. That's what it says in Rama. Rama's going to have to be. We have to qualify a little bit, but it's b'teres roidev. We'll come back to Rama in a second. Rav Chaim in Sefer in I think it's like his Gevshin. Chaim has a different lashon. Rav Chaim asked the following question. Rav Chaim asked, how could the Gemara have a havamino that a kotlin could be chayef of Ben-Sarim Meira? There's a halacha that you can't be made on a kotlin because Eidus has to be befana. In order to be made on somebody, to be chayef, you have to have the Eidus has to be befana. And that by kotlin, there's nobody home. So it, by definition, so this is Gemara, it's perishing Gemara. A kotlin is not befana. It's kishalei befana of Dami. So how could the Gemara have a havamino that a Ben-Sarim Meira could be chayef as kotlin? Forget the fact he's not Baris. Forget about the fact that he doesn't have Isurim and he doesn't have Einshim. You can't be made on him. Because he's Shalabi, because Shalabi found out Dami. You certainly need Avis for Ben Sarah Mar. So how are you ever going to have Avis on a Kotlin? Says Rav Chaim that since the Gemara is saying that Alshem Soifenerag, Alshem Soifenerag means that the Harig of Ben Sarah Mar is not. Is not a chiyuv. It's not that he's chayev miso. Chaim calls it. It's dino ba'alma. It's a din that we have to kill the Ben Sarim Meir. But it's not a chiyuv that the Ben Sarim Meir himself has. We have a din that we have to kill the Ben Sarim Meir. Hashem Sefer. But it's not a chiyuv that the Ben Sarim Meir is not being mischayev. And therefore, the din that you have to be made b'fon of is only when you want to be matel chiyuvim on him. You want to make him a chayev miso, a chayev moment. You have to be made b'fon of. Here we're not looking to be made. We're not looking to be mechayevim. We're going to kill him, of course. But it's not a chiyuv on him. Since it's not a chiyuv on him, Rav Chaim calls it dina be'alma. He doesn't use the word roidev. I think Rav Chaim doesn't call it roidev. We don't have to be nachas to teres roidev. Al shem soifer nerig. Maybe it's not literally roidev. But it's a din that we have to kill him al shem soifer. That it's a din in us that we have to kill him al shem soifer. So that's not a chiyuv on him. Since it's not a chiyuv on him, it doesn't have to be befonov. So if Shach asks, he says, "Mamish, what you're asking?" He says, "Even if not a chiyuv on him, but at the end of the day, he's affected. So he's affected." Shmuel adds that he says, "By a shor niskel, the Gemara is upset that a shor niskel. You also have to be the Gemara didn't have to be the fun of." He says, "The cause is not less than a shor niskel." Why doesn't it have to be the follow? So here there's Raider. Shmuel talks about others. A Sharniskel, there's a Madama the Gemara that a Sharniskel you have to make, my din has to be the follow of Shoshar. Because Kimis is Bayam Kach, Mrs. Ashar, just like Mrs. Bayam has to be the follow, Mrs. Ashar has to be the follow. How do you have the follow of an Sharniskel? How can he be better than the Kotlin? A kotlin is kishalei b'fon of Dami. So a shor niskel is b'fon of. He's not a bardas. It's not a bardas. So how do you have, if a kotlin is kishalei b'fon of Dami, so a shor niskel is, I don't care if the shor niskel had a bar mitzvah, he's kishalei b'fon of Dami. So how do you ever have b'fon of? So Shmuel talks about this. So Shmuel says that you have to say that it's two different halachas. There's one din and a baldin. Right? Mechayim a baldin. So it has to be befon of in the sense of befnei abaldin. It has to be befnei abaldin. So a katan is not befnei abaldin because he's not able to be in based in beferes abaldin. He can't time there, he doesn't have das. So not able, you know, he can be there physically. He can't be there legally. He can't be a participant in the din. And by to be mechayev somebody, yeah, the befon of that you need to be mechayev him. There's a lot of people say this, right? That by a baldin, the befonav that you need to be mechayev a baldin is that he has to be there as a baldin. And a kotlin, you have to wait till he goes up to the kishin, that he should be able to be there as a baldin. By a shor niskel, there's a gezeres hakosov that it has to be befonav. But it doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to be there as a baldin. A shor niskel is not a baldin. Sharniska has to be there, physically he has to be there, because it's a Xerxes Kosum that it has to be Befanov. In order to kill him, it has to be the Gemara. It's a Xerxes Kosum, in order to kill him, the Gemara has to be Befanov. So that's Shayach, even by a. So for that much Befanov, you can have by a Sharniska too. For that much Befanov, you can have in a Kotun also. Then, as you look at Rav Chaim, Rav Chaim's Lashon is that since it's only. Rav Chaim doesn't say that by Ben Sarimur, you don't need Befanov at all. But Lashon Rav Chaim, it's clear from this one sentence, was being Mavli all of this. Rav Chaim's Lashon is, I don't remember verbatim, basically Rav Chaim says that since it's not a chi of misa, it's only a din, dina ba'alma, that we have to kill him. So he says, for that a katan is befanav dami. He doesn't say you don't need befanav. He says, for that it's for that kind of befanav, a katan could also have. So that's what he means. That's like the befanav of a shor niskal. He doesn't have to be notorious about din, because we're not coming to mechayim. About it affects him. It affects the shor niskal also. And about it affects him, and there's a din that even if he's affected, so you have to be going with the din befanav. But it's not from Sukkim, it has to be befanov. But for that kind of befanov, it could be befnei hakotan. Akapanim l'nyaneinu, I don't want to get so much into the issue of Eidus befanov, but l'nyaneinu, what I want to just point out is that Rav Chaim understood that Rav Chaim doesn't evoke categories of Reidus. Reidus doesn't have to be befanov at all. Reidus, you shoot him down, he's Reidus. Rav Chaim doesn't evoke over the category of Reidus. He just says, Al Shem Soifim means it's not a chiyuv. It's what's din of alma. It's a din that we have to kill. It's like shor niskal. Shor niskal is a chayav misa. The chayav is a din misa on the shor niskal. It's not a chayav misa. It's not that we're going there. His din that has to be. It's a din that we have to kill him. We have to kill him. So it has the shor niskal has a din misa. But it's not a chayav misa. It's not that we put him in the dock and we say you're chayav misa. So he says al shem soif in there, it means the same thing. It's not a chayav misa. It's a din of alma. That's how Rav Chaim understands Al Shem Soifer. Ka'omer, the Ramah takes it even further. The Ramah says, it's basically Rav Chaim saying when Yeshiva say it's a din azah. It's a kind of din. It's a halacha. It's not a chiv. It's a halacha. We have to kill him. And the Ramah goes further. Ramah says no. He's Ramah Shiraitif. Ramah says Ben Soifer Ramah Shiraitif Soifer Nerek. So the Ramah, I hope I don't saw the Ramah to find out. The Ramah says it's Ramah Shidin. It's Ramah Shidin a din Raitif. Very fascinating Ramah altogether. Maybe I'll walk you through the Ramah a little bit. So we have 2 minutes here.
Tosafot on Lamed Aleph just says, I think that if we talk about with Adam, they both did, that doesn't apply by Kotan. So I don't know how it works with Kotan.
Which place is it?
The bottom one.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't have time right in today, so I'll just tell you briefly. If you haven't seen the Ramah inside, you should go home with something to give you something in Shabbos, something to think about this Ramah. The Ramah is unbelievable. The Ramah says, he starts off, he's going on the mission of Al Shem Soif in there. When Soif is molasting, he said, Bria, so it's Al Shem Soif in there. So the Ramah says, why is it Chayiv Skila? Even Al Shem Soif, he's going to be a Ritzayach, so it'll be Chayiv Sayach, not Skila. Says the Ramah, no, he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. He's going to go to Parshas Drochem and he's going to kill people, so he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. I don't know what he means, he's carrying the sword or he's killing the people, whatever it is. So he's going to be Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos already is Meskila. Then the Ramah says, 1 second, there's no din Reidif by Mechal Shabbos. The person's being Reidif for Mechal Shabbos, no halacha that Matzil and Isa ben Afshay. So how can you tell me he's Reidif for Mechal Shabbos? There's no. Says the Ramah, well, he's also right to be a Ritzeach. So once he's a right to be a Ritzeach, and we can kill him, so we give him already Sayef because he's also right to be Mechal Shabbos. I'm not sure if I'm saying the Lashon is exactly right, and you have to see exactly how he says it, but Chori means like it all gets rolled into one. There's no independent parasha of that Matzil Noisa Venashe Vechil Shabbos. That's only by Ritzicha. Matzil Noisa Venashe, we kill the Ritzicha. But if a fellow here he's being right for Ritzicha and for Chil Shabbos, so if already we give him Skilum. That's Haskalah Sadvar. So, which, by the way, altogether is very hard to understand because we're killing him that he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So why should he get Skila? The person gets Skila for being Mechal Shabbos. Here we're killing him, he shouldn't grow up to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's the reason why he should get Skila. It's, I don't know. But that's what he starts off. Then he asks, he says, okay, but why don't we wait? Why don't we wait till he actually grows up and he goes to the Parshas Drachim, and then we'll kill him elsewhere. When it'll be, I forgot exactly what he says, then it'll be a mavur that he's already, it'll be a redavur. So why don't we wait until later? Why are we mocked him to kill him now? So if that's a clear, what's his kasha? What do you mean? If he's a redav now, let's kill him now. Every redav, if you kill him as soon as you can, what's this? What's he asking altogether? But I think the oimek hakasha, the oimek, what he's really asking is, even if we'll say that Sarah Meira is a redav, he's not a regular redav. If he'll be a regular redav, then anybody could kill him. Why do you have to have basin and kill him? And a cotton is potter. See, it's not a regular oidah. It's a din, it's a new parashah and Sayyid Meir. And as alochas, and it has to be based in, it has to be Eidus and Yisrael, and a cotton is potter because we need to ben asamach l'gvaros and shalish. So it's obviously not a regular oidah. It's a special oidah of Yordah Dharam Sayyid that the parashah, when you have a parashah and Sayyid Meir, that meets all the qualifications of Ben Sayyid Meir. So Yordah Sayyid for the Torah Sayyid Daitai, and we treat him, and the Torah is machadish that he has a Torah oidah. But it's not a regular oidah. So I asked Iran, so why don't you wait until it'll be a regular Raidav? What do you need this new Pasha of Bensar Amara? That we know, Yod Torah Lusay Daitoi, we have a special Pasha's Raidav. Why don't you wait? But it'll be a regular Raidav, and we'll kill him in the regular way. Says the Ramah, for that we have Yom HaZakav al Yom HaZchai. That's what the Mishnah says. The end of the Mishnah is, Bensar Amara Al-Shem Soifin Nerad, Yod Torah Lusay Daitoi, Soifin Mechalim Oman Oviv, and Yisrael Lech Pasha Jochim, and last name is Sabrias. And at the end of the Mishnah is Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. The end is by every Raidah, if you don't have a notion of Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev, where do you find by Raidah for this Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev? That's not the idea of Raidah. Raidah is Atzolos HaNidav. The Masses of the Fair is Raidah is Atzolos HaNidav by Eishel Metzim Oysim Menashim. Says the Ramah, but here there's a special halacha, Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. That's what the Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev does. If it would only be as Raidah, I would wait till he's a full-fledged Raidah. But here, I would rather, that's the chiddush of the parasha of Ben Sarah Meir, is that I don't wait until he's a roidev, we'll call him a roidev bur. I don't know if that's exactly his lashon. I don't wait for him to be a roidev bur. I kill him now when he's only a nes roidev. That's the chiddush of Ben Sarah Meir, in order that it should be Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. Why should I wait until he's a murderer? Yom HaZakev al Yom HaZchayev. That's kind of the Ramah. Yeah, okay, so I have to talk about it, Mr. Ma, but...